Hello, I'm Jill Marie, founder of SVH and Serenity Ministries. Welcome to the New World Seminar Transchannel Messages from the Masters, Part 5, with venerated Buddhist Goddess of Compassion, Kuan Yin. Get ready to use a dedicated heart consciousness link that Kuan Yin herself mastered in her evolution to higher consciousness. She shows us how to effectively direct focused presence to fuel world peace and the development of life realities that we are consciously choosing. This message from Kuan Yin is so profound that it's being gifted to the world. It offers you a tool that you can direct to transform your life to a new reality that only fuels desires of your heart. Listen, enjoy, and pass on the information about this seminar to others. Together, we can support the elevation of the collective of our world and promote a lasting world peace. Welcome and greetings to you. I am known as Kuan Yin, your forever champion. I am always there cheering as you advance within your life of great purpose. I have been a lifetime guardian to many of our brothers and sisters, and a grateful witness to your life. I witness the focus of your drive to reach goals, the highest of these being to live a life of nobility. And I feel the sweet elevation of your progress as you advance to reach this goal. Today I wish to share a seed of the wisdom that I came to gladly know and then always express in my life. It is the wisdom of heart. The heart knows the paths of grace. It also knows very well those that lead to the development of, a greater familiarity with challenge. The ways of the heart always lead to grace. And though it knows the way to challenge, it will never lead you to it. Your heart knows what it knows because it is one of the highest seats of wisdom. The heart lays the world at your feet and then guides and teaches and shows, but never forces acceptance or understanding of the ways made possible through its tutelage. We are very fortunate to have such a mentor. And at any time you can choose for your heart consciousness to be even more of an active participant in the roles that you play through the mastery of your self-will, your development of focused presence. Focused presence is more than an exercise of manifesting and directing energy. It is a state of being. And in that higher state of being, you bring the points of your attention into heart presence, heart consciousness. Now, Lady Gaia, she so gracefully guided many of you to immerse within the forever unity of heart consciousness. I, too, am forever passionate about this unity and of the focus presence that is enhanced as your infinity presence develops within the ever-growing expanse of your worlds. Unlimited potential to reach a dimensional presence that far exceeds the two previous collective advancements that occurred on Earth in the far distant past. This was well before I entered presence on Gaia's earthly body in my incarnation, but it is felt in me and in you. And you and others are commitment. You transform our world. Each time the true nature of your being is reflected in your choices. Yes. I endeavor to show you now a means to quicken this evolution. I show you how even the most simple of desires can become a focused presence within your mind and in your heart. And then you will join me in understanding the boundless awareness of what is to be achieved in this pinnacle stage of your life, and of the timeless progression of Earth, and all that exists within the evolvement that is so delicately woven into the fabric of collective destiny of all. We commence this exercise by focusing on peace. So with me, hold a vision of peace in your mind. Imagine what peace means to you. As you hold this vision of peace, it builds, and you may expand upon it, envisioning the peace of your own quiet mind. And as you envision the quietness of your own mind, imagine what it would be to have the minds of every child of Earth centered in that same stillness. Yes, their little tummies are filled. They are nurtured in a life of safety and security that they may grow and learn within. Let us hold this vision together, all of us. A collective mindset of our own peace and the peace of all the children of Earth, children of all the ages. Picture the parents of these children experiencing that same sweet calm, that same sweet calm and harmony that elevates the spirit of the family structure, including our animal friends that enrich our lives. Imagine now all of these parents and all of these children and you, each of you, holding this vision of the sweet calm and peace in the quiet mind. Bring your mind's focus to the possibility of world peace. Peace that is held in the hearts and the minds of all people throughout the world, delightfully in tune with the many cultures and the beliefs of the greater whole. All celebrating their uniqueness and their sameness within the rich palette of inhabitants that this world gladly supports. All of the peoples, all with quiet minds, all in peace. Imagine all of the soldiers from every army returning to a hero's homecoming, returning to their families whole and ready to begin the next stage of life experience in heart consciousness with all of their brothers and sisters, their own heartbeats beating in congress with the resonance of forever freedom. Yes, envision compassion blending with our peace and experience the global serenity and tranquility that inevitably must come from this sweetness as it blankets the earth herself. That wave of kindness building and growing to support a collective calm. You can feel it at every level. As compassion spurs, it spurs those with plenty to plant seeds of global support that uplift the lives of those less fortunate, their benevolence taking root, spreading to all of the peoples of Earth, assuring that there is more than enough food to eat and a lovely shelter for all. Firmly hold this vision of peace. And now bring it into focus presence by drawing it into the settling presence of your heart. This is so very easily done. Open your heart to the idea of what you are focusing on. When the heart opens to receive your desire, it draws the full vision of your desires into its settling place. This is most simply done by knowingly accepting the concepts of your vision. When you accept these ideas as your own, they become a part of you, and they take on a new momentum in their forming. Expand your heart and move that full vision of peace into your heart and hold it there. Embrace the full image of peace and compassion that you have purposefully developed. And make this vision of elevated spirit and world unity consciousness a desire of your heart. Desire your vision of peace with all of your heart, and from this enhanced state of focused presence within the settling presence of your heart, your vision begins to expand beyond you, out into your auric and beyond, reaching out to be joined by others of our same spirit that also desire to uphold this vision of peace in some way. Let it create a fellowship of presence with this. Feel that great presence, I with one another, yes, and also with other beings of the world that have your same value. The value of life. Witness this vision that is expanding with your mind as well, and the vision of your heart. For this is the vision of focused presence. Feel the expansion of all within your very heart. You can feel all of the children, all of their parents, all of the soldiers, all of the peoples and the animals of earth in peace. Feel this in your heart and focus it with your mind. Even without this method of focused presence, desires of your heart are felt in the heart. And though You may hold these thoughts in your heart easily. It is through your thoughts and your words and actions that your desires of the mind continue to feed and realities are made. Though with focused presence, the desires of your heart are sparked into even more expansive versions of your held vision, and the spirit of your aspiration becomes more. And in that furthering, a cycle of continued enhancement carries on, uplifting all that is associated with your original focus. You focused on all of these elements of peace, and then you brought them into your heart. And from there you can feel how more greatly that vision is expanded. Focused presence is a means for you to reach your greatest awareness of heart. And in that wakefulness, in that openness, the true heart of your being unfurls to meet the light of your truth. And in that truth, you are not here to make a difference. You are here because you are the difference. There is nothing that you cannot do. There is no challenge that is too great for you to overcome when you are open to the ways of the heart. When you view challenge as an opportunity to creatively reason and find the paths that lead to agreement. It is then you are living your potential. It is never necessary to give up your truth in order to reach a goal. It is in the highest of achievement to meet and exceed your goals in a manner that reflects your truths so brightly that your success is a triumph that heralds the values of integrity and honor and nobility. And in this success, others recognize the value of goodness, of compassion, of kindness, and of peace. It is meant for you to live a life of nobility and of grace, and to lead from the strength of your focused presence. Focused presence can be felt, and it shines most brightly as the greatest inspiration when you are in peace. And when you are in peace, you make the way for others to find their natural state of harmony. When remembered, you see, this natural state of harmony that exists within everything and within every one opens the heart to easily see the light that brightly shines. And it shines as a marker to lead others, to lead them into the light of their focused presence. Focused presence is not magic. It is magical, and its power is innate within you. It is not necessary to command that power in order to achieve the desires of your heart. The mechanisms of this source of power have always been yours to direct. And today, you consciously opened the entry to the settling place within your heart, and you held the vision of world peace. Hold it with me for a moment more, and for always, for it is held in the settling place of your heart, and your focused vision will help to carry it onward. possible to hold many of the focus vision. And so we will next focus on one of your personal desires. You are leading a life of purpose. Even when you are unaware of this, this passion for your purpose exists within a vast array of life responsibilities that share your focus. There is value in knowing what holds the most prominent focus in your life. And this might come as a surprise to you or be well known, though defining the order of importance of your focus helps you to understand the life directions that you are developing. No matter your chosen pace in reaching goals associated with your focus, whether the paths leading to that destination are straightforward or periodically deviate to enrich your experiences, all paths lead to the fulfillment of what you heartedly choose to experience. When in focused presence, this is always a constant, because heart consciousness blazes the trails that are leading you there. In order to assure that those trails lead to the destinations you most heartedly are choosing, your focused presence is vital. When the needs and the wants and the desires of others float within mix of your focus, it is possible for you to divide your heart focus and muddle the clearer orders of relevance within each of the stages of your centers of attention. It is possible for this divided focus to sponsor indecision or lack of dedication. And yet even this can be overcome by re-identifying your clear line of focus, by redefining your levels of participation in the needs and wants of others, adding these to your focused presence formula if you so choose. The moment that you put your heart into anything, the paving of paths leading to the fulfillment of that vision has begun. In focused presence, your inner vision surveys all that exists in the present and looks to the future to design what can be. It is then that you begin to see a clearer view of the steps to reach your goal. And you have help. Your mind is diligent, never sleeping, and always working to find answers to your every question. Even before your conscious mind focuses on a topic, a full understanding of each possibility associated with the theme of that focus has been reached. And there are areas of your intellect that know the full scope of it. Let us refocus back to our mindset. Peace. You feel how swiftly your mind moved to re-establish your conscious focus for world peace. It will be as easy as this for all of your focus. Every focused presence, when you bring your attention back to it, you will feel the great surge of heart. It is the surge of heart consciousness, heart mind, heart scent. It is like a mind set, only a heart set. And when you distinguish the most important focus of your life as it is perceived by you in this present time, the way is made clear for you to to mindfully formulate a relevant hierarchy of stages for your desires to rise within, and heart consciousness does the rest. It helps you to stay in focus. Feel how sharp and clear your focus for world peace. You can even in this instant bring your attention back to all of the soldiers of all the armies, celebrating with them that their time of war is over. They shall never again have need to fight with another, not in the name of any government, not in the name of any conflict. Do you feel the sweetness of this? Feel all of the dogmas, all blended into one light of love for Creator in oneness, the spirit of awareness that exists for all of us. Feel their support in your individual life expansion. Feel the support of your inner awareness that is externally and internally elevated simply by the great peacefulness that exists everywhere on this world. You are feeling the present and the future. There shall come a time of this great peace. And each time that you focus on this vision, you are sponsoring even more of the fulfillment of this desire, for you are not alone in it. In the focus and clarity of focused presence, you direct attention to your highest desires within the ranking category of any hierarchy of stages that you wish to implement. All elements within the stages will receive your attention with the same consistency and passion, regardless of the order of their rank. This occurs through heart-mind connection that exists within the settling presence of the heart. When you feel world peace and the vision that you are creating, all areas that you visioned feel the same commitment. It is the calmness of the child's mind, of the parent, of all the peoples of earth. You are creating within the framework of a mental focus. This is helpful because the unformulated lists of the wants and the needs and the desires of others and the juggling of the responsibilities of life can come and become very daunting mental exercise. They can draw attention away from your unformed plan. That is why it is important to form the plan. That is why when you outline your desires and mentally define them in focused presence, the heart steps in to juggle for you. That is why when we defined world peace, we set the vision in our mind of what it would look like. All stages of your plan for world peace and anything else that you create are equally important. Each element of focus that you might believe plays a minor role in the bigger picture of what you're creating hold equal value within the settling place of the heart. for all stages of the formulations that are sponsored by your focus presence can join evenly to give life to the desires of your heart. Positioning of the stages of the many parts of your plan that play roles in the development of the desires of your heart are not discriminatory. Your hierarchy is not defining levels of importance as much as it is opening up clear pathways of understanding for your conscious mind to equitably focus supporting energy to fuel the overall strategies that bring all of the pieces of your plan into focused presence. Like the full tummies of the children. And the philanthropy that supports that all have food and housing. Focused presence assures that you are the supreme definer of your reality, and that others playing roles in your life delightfully hold their presence if they choose, because you have consciously, in that point, been choosing to be in partnership with them for a time, or always. And in that mutual agreement, it is your right to define the manner of your participation, to be one that does not distract you from the designs of your heart. Not knowing what you truly desire imprints a hint of uncertainty into the foundational formulas that uphold some of the realities that are part of the bigger picture of your today and your many tomorrows that are yet to come and yet to surprise you with the glories of what are to be. The most vital of elements of focused presence is focused presence. Being present, focusing wholeheartedly on what it is that you desire, with no inconsistency within the framework of your vision. This encourages swift formation of that reality in a pristine environment of sureness. Are you sure that it is possible for you and others of this world to create world peace? When you are sure, you can create anything. In this next exercise, I ask you to take a moment to look deeply into your present circumstances. I wish for you to view your life and to identify what is most important to you at this present time. So identify, please, what is the most important to you at this present time. And from that awareness, select a specific desire of your heart, one that we can focus your inner vision upon. Think of something that you would desire to create. Your inner vision is as important as your ocular vision. You first envision what you desire to see with your eyes. And today, you also begin to see with your heart. Let us move into the heart, holding the vision of inner peace in your heart, and also focus your mind on the desire of your heart that you are choosing to use in this exercise to develop your focus, your focused presence. Envision the framework of the whole picture of your desire, like we did when we outlined the framework for world peace. Build your framework for this desire of your heart, keeping all of the strategy and the hierarchy of stages in your mind. Later we will draw the full picture of it into your heart. For now, take 2 minutes, 2 full minutes, to develop the structure and the framework of this desire of your heart. And when your vision is formed, we will mentally focus on this desire of your heart as fully formed in your present and future days. Focus on this desire of your heart and build the structure of the framework as we did for world peace. Let your mind see the many pieces of the puzzle that will come together to form the grand picture of what you are choosing to focus your presence upon. Now that you have the desire of your heart fully envisioned, bring it into a focused presence. Let your heart mind draw your focused vision into the settling presence of your heart and feel your passion for this vision grow. Feel it becoming brighter and more expanded, lighting up your auric as it stretches out into the world, attracting momentum as the stages of the formula for manifesting your desire structure paths for the energy streams to fuel. Draw your conscious mind into your heart and listen. You're going to listen and take note of any new information and insights provided by your spirit essence and your heart mind. And in these next minutes, vision with your heart sight. See the steps and the means for your desire to be formed into your reality. Know the timing and the structure of the elements of forming that your conscious mind is meant to fuel, and know Know with all parts of your mind and your heart what the actions are to be performed in this development. For the next 2 minutes, remain in focused presence and feel your passion for this desire of your heart rising and your awareness. Feel it heighten. Come to know the heart in this unlimited capacity as I came to know it. Dedicating 2 minutes to the forming of a vision of great importance and 2 minutes within the settling place of the heart was easy for me, and it will be easy for you. Know the timing. Know the full vision of your heart sight. Listen. Listen to the wisdom of your heart. There is much to be learned from your heart. See with the eyes of your heart. See the paths leading to each of the completions of these stages that are developing your dream reality. Feel your passion. Feel your consciousness also. Your consciousness is linked to your heart in focused presence. You bring your attention back to your conscious mind and you feel the clarity of that focused presence, maintaining the vision of your desire. This desire of your heart is vested in the heart. It gestates within the settling presence of your heart and is fueled by your focused presence and your focused thoughts and words and your actions that are inspired by your heart mind. As with your manifestation of world peace, own this reality. Bring it into your life frame. This beautiful manifestation that you are choosing to make into your reality. Accept it as possible. I discovered that 2 minutes of focused presence within the heart is enough to lay the plans for the creation of a universe. Even the most complex idea is illuminated, and your awareness of the many stages of hierarchy of your focus is made clear to you when you bring it into the settling place of the heart. Feel that place of the heart, the great clarity. In presence, it is possible for you to know all of the stages of your manifestation, beginning to blossom and take on even new roles that are beyond your awareness at the time of its forming with the mind. It is possible to shift out of focused presence when you are building the framework of your vision. But from the onset of entering heart consciousness, the desire of your heart is in the hands of your spirit essence and the heart mind. And from that vantage, there are only options and solutions and plans that set a clear path of order and fulfillment of the desires of your heart. Desires of your heart. A clear indication that you might have shifted from focus presence is easily identified by the rambling of dialogues that offer up reasons why your plan will fail. And then you will recognize that you have shifted from clarity and that another part of your mind is involved in a debate of your destiny. When you put your heart into anything, the manner and the form of focused presence lays out steps and plans to support a defined strategy that leads all stages of your heart's desire into its finest potential. This does not magically happen. There are many elements of your consciousness that blend with the spirit essence that supports the guidance you receive in heart consciousness. If some elements of your plan are contrary to the smooth development of your heart's desire, your spirit essence, your soul, assists you to fruitfully achieve your goals. The energy of Kant never enters heart consciousness focus. Instead, the mind stream begins to cultivate amended outlines for higher options that lead to success. And in your heightened clarity, your focus and your mental desire catches on the energy flow of the new potentials. And you begin to fuel these ideas with your consciousness, which sponsors even more opportunities that support the new avenues leading to the successful realization of your heart's desires. Feel the clarity now. Feel the clarity around your manifestation, the desire of your heart. You held it in your vision, in your mind. You laid out the framework for the creating of it. You allowed your mind to fully vision all of the structure of this desire. And then you allowed it to move into the settling place of your heart. In that space, it built the passion. You are the passion. When you bring this sweet design of any desire of your heart into the settling place of your heart, your focused presence takes over. Anytime that you are faced with a Kant mentality that pervades your conscious mind's focus, it is important for you to recognize that you are not in focused present. It is important for you to use all methods at your disposal to quell these destructive thought forms. Many of you embrace the advanced SVH mechanisms as means to liberate from destructive thought forms. And as a being that lived my life in passionate quest of quiet mind, I recognize the priceless value that serenity offers. And how could I not? As, after all, I and many others of us that are in league with a supporting humanity hold presence on governing councils of this modality. It is for this reason that I hold it up as a shining example of efficacy and a simplicity that can be adopted as a means for achieving one's quest of quiet mind. Sananda, Metatron, Michael, and those many of us that champion SVH have our hand in every measure of it. And through its workings that sponsor greater sovereignty and enhanced clarity, we show the way to ever more the fulfillment of the dreams of your heart that are yet to be imagined and are yet to come. Those dreams are sure to be birthed from your heart. If the desires of your heart have not come into full focus, if the paths leading to your fulfillment of those dreams have no measure of likeness to the sweet vision you held for it, then you did not put your whole heart into that endeavor. When you put your heart into anything, and you maintain a focused presence, your heart and spirit essence guide the streams of energy that your conscious mind and your words and your thoughts form, along with your actions. They do this to develop the stages that fulfill the forming of your desire. No matter what obstacles may appear to be in your way of achieving your heart's desire, when you are in focused presence, new pathways open. They open wide to pave the way for new direction and opportunities that lead you to the fulfillment of a possibility that will best match your desires, and in a way that is made for you to achieve it. Take this moment to re-establish your conscious awareness of world peace that we hold together. Feel the passion in the building and growing of this movement that exists within your heart. Feel how true it feels for you. And see with the vision of your heart all that is possible. And then bring your heart vision, to that great desire of your heart that you implemented in your exercise. Feel how true and real it feels. Feel what you envision as a possibility, and be open to the new changes that perhaps will be instilled to your formula by your great heart. Feel this, a kinship with your spirit essence. Feel this, a kinship with your heart. When you bring your focus into the heart, you create the highest vision of your desire. And in the development of that desire, all streams that lead from it hold those same sweet directions of fulfillment. Feel how your heart, your spirit essence, and your focused presence is fueling the realities of your greatest heart, of your greatest desire. Feel the hand of your own consciousness, your own higher being of consciousness that is directing within the heart. Feel your heart vision supporting your conscious mind as it is directing energies, as it is directing potentials, as you are focusing mindfully, giving wind beneath the wings of your creation. You are choosing to bring your focus to heart. You are choosing that the highest vision be implemented. And when you create even one desire of your heart from a heart set of focused presence, you set the stage for every succeeding development of your choosing that is associated with the foundational desire that was seeded into beginning. Heart consciousness illuminates all that spawns from that original desire. It is forming all of these new mind sets and heart sets with the same elements of grace and openness to higher potentials, and in a way that is made for you to consciously create from heart presence always. You and I, all of us that are choosing to create from heart consciousness, are in unison. This is my gift to you. And my gift is also my heart.
Don't miss the next channel messages in this groundbreaking series offered by the great human master known as Saint Germain. In his trans-channel seminar, Germain is pleased to offer you his timeless wisdom and his keys to perpetual regeneration. Germain is an ascended master credited for his understanding of alchemy and his use of the principles of perpetual regeneration that sustained his youthful body for hundreds of years. He's also known for his supreme neutrality, as well as his great wisdom in matters of personal evolution. Master Saint Germain guides you to ignite your ageless factor and light the way for your ultimate ascension. For more information and to register, please visit newworldseminar.com or serenityvibrationhealing.com. Don't miss it for anything. Until then, namaste.